This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another beautiful, blissful weekend of mortgage talk. As Richard Cheese shows us the wonderful stylings of Welcome to the Jungle. If you ever want to go to Vegas and see his show, step on out. But in the meantime, we're talking about your home loan today. We want to talk about ways to save you money. And I know the weather right now is wonderful. I know you're driving around and you're saying, what is going on? I just had to come into the studio here and be very careful out there. There's a lot of water sitting there on the highways. And but in the meantime, we can talk about your home loan here without you having to text in. I know we have hands-free texting these days. If you do want to text in, get your questions in today about home loans. So many people are getting cash out refinances. I can tell you that our mortgage applications right now, this month, are probably up about 15 to 20% versus last month, even though the rates right now are, well, we're in the same range of rates right now that we've been in for the last, I would say, year and a half. They've been coming up since January of 2022. We had the lowest rates of all time, and that was during COVID. And then right at the end of 2021, it was literally the first couple days of 2022 and the Fed came out, so we're going to start raising rates. And then since that time, mortgage rates peeled up between 2.5 to 3. They moved their way up near 7, 7.5. And that's where we find a lot of rates right now. A lot of people searching for mortgages on a first loan. Let's say you're trying to get a first lien on your house. Let's say you're trying to get a primary residence. A lot of rates you're going to find in that pocket. You're going to find we're talking about right now. We're talking about as of yesterday, because rates have risen between 0.25% to 0.5% here in the last 2 months. And so we were finding rates at 6.5% to 7.5%. And now you're probably more looking closer 7% to 8% for most first liens that you're finding out there. There are some higher, There are some lower. We can talk about the different loan scenarios where you're going to find a little bit lower rate possibility. There's always the option to buy your rate down. But we're just talking about when you're trying to get a standard quote for an FHA loan, a VA loan, a conventional loan. Some of you might be wanting to refinance your house and getting cash out on a refinance on a first loan. Those rates are the ones that are going to be 8% in that vicinity, give or take 0.5% in most cases. Some of you are trying to get home equity lines of credit or a second lien fixed rate home equity loan. Those rates you're going to find between, I'm going to say, 9.5% and 12%, depending on your scenario. These are ranges. These are pockets. These are not quotes, right? These are just giving you an idea. If you're driving around, where are you going to find your rates right now? That's where you're going to find a lot of the rates. But you know what? You all have specific situations. And some of you want to buy a home. Some of you want to plan on buying a home a year from now. Some of you are first-time buyers. Some of you got to figure out how to offload your existing home so you can upgrade. Your family's growing. Maybe you came into a great job and you want to upgrade. Maybe you need a downgrade. Maybe you're at that situation where it's time to downsize. And I wouldn't call it downgrading. I would say downsizing. Who needs to take care of a 6,500 square foot house, you know, when you're down to, when all the kids have moved out, right? And so we're going to downsize. But you need to text me up here your questions because I can answer them for you. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Been here on The Fan here for probably about 13 years now. Been doing radio here in Dallas for about 23 years now and doing mortgages for about 27 years in Dallas. So get in touch with me for the TexasLending.com mortgage show at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. If you're in a safe place to be able to text me, you need to be able to text without, you know, while you're out there shaving and eating your morning breakfast while you're driving around trying to get somewhere. It's hard to also text while you're doing all those other things. So make sure that you hands-free it and text me at 214-354-5989. Here's what you want to do if you're thinking about buying a home. And it's the same formula every weekend. Send me the following simple information and we're just going to give you some guidance on which way to be moving with your home loan or be thinking right now if you were to be locking your loan on Monday, as long as we wake up Monday and the world hasn't changed. There's literally the other day there was some news and I said, well, everything's going to change. You know, it's going to create great chaos. And then we found out it was kind of a false alarm. But if everything woke up, we all woke up Monday and everything was the same, where would you be? Send me the following information. What is your current income? What is your current credit score? What is your expected down payment? And if you just give me that information, with your credit score, I'm going to probably figure out where you're going to find the best rates with your credit score. What kind of loan program you're going to find better rates? What's that going to mean for you if your score goes up or down a little bit? You also, if you have a home already, you want to get cash out of your home. If you want to get a cash out refinance, a second lien home equity loan, a line of credit, text me the following information to 214-354-5989. That information that you want to send me is your current credit score and your current interest rate on your home. And if I know you have a great interest rate right now, we're probably going to leave that loan all by itself. You have that nice 3% rate. We're probably going to leave that alone and be looking at a second lien for you so you can keep that nice low payment on your first loan. The whole reason we're talking about, why would someone want to talk about getting a second loan at 10.5% to 11%? And again, you can might be able to find something a little bit better. You might find something a little bit higher depending on your scenario. But why would someone want that? Because credit cards are at 30%. Credit cards are at 30% right now. So if you can get a rate that's one-third of that, you can be making payments on the debt that are much lower. If you can save 20% on your interest rate that you're paying on your debt per year, 20% per year, you can have much lower payments. You can pay off the debt much faster. You can save money and put money back in your pocket. Use those savings to pay off your first lien. Use those savings to pay off the principal balance on your home loan. If you can reduce the interest amount that you're paying in your debt. So a lot of people have to take on debt when we buy a home. That's a mortgage. That's why we want to get the lowest interest rate so we can pay off the principal faster, have more money for all the things that are going up in price right now. Now, we've talked on this show that, well, I haven't got done. I have to go back to this home equity situation. You want to send me your current interest rate and your current credit score, as well as your balance on your home loan and the value of your home. What's your expected value of your home? What's the balance on your home loan? What's your current credit score and your current interest rate? Text me 214-354-5989. I'll get to your questions there. I said on this show recently, you're probably going to see rates at 8% before you see rates going down lower. And right now, I would say the most of you are going to get quotes in the mid to, if you went out there and say, I'm going to put 20% down on a home and I have perfect credit and I have perfect income and I'm getting myself a $400,000 home purchase, which is like the average home sale right now in DFW. And so it's around there. And some of you can say, it's not 400, it's 399, 700,000. No, it's, so we're trying to give you an idea of where the average sale is. You're going to find it around 400,000. And so if you're going to get that quote, you're probably going to find rates in the low to mid sevens. In a lot of scenarios, in a lot of different scenarios for that situation. And so you want to send in your information to me because I want to let you know if it's now the time to buy the home. You say, is now the time? Should I wait for rates to drop? They're going to drop. Oh, they're just going to go drop rates. They're not just going to go drop rates. There's a massive inflation situation going on right now. There's a big possibility that gas prices continue to rise. If gas prices rise, then the cost of delivering food to restaurants rises, delivering food to the grocery store rises. You can see rates going up before you see rates going down. And so I don't, the reason they would drop rates is political reasons. That would be the reason. Or if they see a massive situation coming on the horizon, a big problem coming. And a lot of us already have big problems. A lot of us already have debt situations. We already have credit card situations. It's beating down on our brain mentally every day. A lot of us already have those situations going on. And they're looking for structural situations that they say, oh, we really need to lower rates right now. There are things that could cause the Federal Reserve to lower rates very fast right now. And there are some things that could cause the Federal Reserve to increase rates if inflation continues to go up. So don't expect rates to go down just because you've heard it. Because in election years in the past, they've lowered rates. Well, we got about 6 months before this election. And so, you know, if they did lower rates, it's not going to make things better anytime soon. In the meantime, there's a lot of people getting cash out of their home. There's a lot of people right now applying for home loans. And you're in one of the best markets in all of the country, in DFW right here, where we are in our own little... I would call it a bubble of accelerated growth. People moving here, home values going up. You're in a great situation. And so give me a call up here. Okay, we have a question that just came in that someone had texted me, and hopefully they're not driving because they've spent a lot of time in this text. When you said a year from now, people are looking for houses, that was me. Oh, yeah, so they're looking for a house about a year from now. So you're planning. This is great. My wife and I make $125,000 combined a year. We will have about, so they make about 10 grand a month for all of you driving around, about 10 grand, 400 a month. That's their income. We will have about $3,000 to put down on a home. My credit score is 725 and hers is 695. I would prefer to get a VA loan since I serve my country. I might as well take advantage of that. Yeah, I would definitely do that if you can. How much home can I buy? And then they said, kind sir, and that's too generous. Okay, I forget to give you some information. I want to be on the outskirts of the Metroplex, either the Forney, it's interesting. One of our friends in the booth here lives in Forney. Either in Forney to Wills Point area or south of Dallas. I don't want to have a huge home. I just want to have my own land and house and possibly die on it. All right. Well, listen, thank you for your text. So they said they only had $3,000 to put down. I was thinking that's going to be a little bit of an issue right now for many loan scenarios, but for a VA loan, not an issue. Why? Because VA loans can be done at 100% financing. And so when you do get a VA loan, the loan is typically higher than 100%. If you're getting a VA loan for the first time and you're going to put zero down, you're probably going to be financing 102.15%. Why is it 102.15%? Because the VA charges 2.15% funding fee. They charge a fee to fund your loan at the VA, right? The VA is going to charge that funding fee, and that goes to the VA to help insure VA loans in case something goes on. If something bad happens to your loan, let's say you lose your job and you can't pay the loan back, the bank gave you 100% financing. The banks don't just have money to just give people, right? And so how do they get paid back if something drastic bad happens to you? There's a VA funding fee to insure the bank for losses up to a certain portion. The VA doesn't fund all of the losses. They fund a portion of the loan amount. Okay, they're gonna fund a certain portion. They're gonna insure a certain portion of the loan amount to the lender. So the lender that makes the loan is on the hook for the loan. They want to make sure that good lenders are doing good loans, and they'll insure a portion. So the VA funding fee goes to them. If you're getting a VA loan for the second time, it's 3.3% funding fee. So you're financing 103.3%. So when you get into that VA loan, you're going to owe more on the home than typically what you, if you're financing 100% and you're going to be financing 102.15, you're going to be on that $400,000 loan. You're probably going to be paying a little bit financing more than that. They have credit scores in this scenario between 695 and I think he said he had 715 credit score. And so they have a 725 credit score. They're in a little pocket there. And I'm going to say this. Do what you can to get your credit scores higher. You don't want your credit scores going down. No one really wants that to happen. But on a VA loan, if your credit scores dip below 680, you're going to see a situation where your interest rate might start going up. Your wife's at 697. She can go on the loan with you since you're a veteran and she's married to you. But if the scores go below 680, then your interest rates can start going up. If you can keep those scores high and get them higher, you're going to get the best VA rates possible. And so your $3,000 that you had to put down, we have to be thinking about contributing that to closing costs in a VA loan. The nice thing is there's not going to be any lender fees like underwriting fees and things like this in a VA loan. So that closing cost is going to have to go towards title insurance, appraisals, other things that you're going to have on your closing statement when you close on a home loan. Giving yourself a year advance, you're much more prepared than most people. A lot of people get on a whim. I want to buy a home, and they get a call a realtor. They want to drive around. Your good realtors are going to make sure you're pre-approved first. You're in a good scenario. You have a year. Let's work through this. Call someone at texaslending.com. One of our experienced loan officers will help you. I got to take a break right now. Get your questions in at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Text me there. We're going to come back and answer your questions here on the texaslending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, back in the TexasHoney.com mortgage show, Kevin Miller here sharing with you how to save money on your home loan. Make sure you get in touch with us at TexasHoney.com today. Just go to the website. Just get your information in there, right? The main thing is just starting the conversation. That's just like when you're back in school and you have to write that book or write that report. It's starting it, right? It's the procrastinating, getting that home loan started. Just get us your information. We'll go from there. All right. At that number to our office, if you want to, well, just go to our website. It's easy. TexasHoney.com. You'll get the numbers. If you want to text me, it's 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. We're talking to our friend here who wants to buy a home out in Forney in a year, a veteran. And I loved the question because we hadn't talked a lot about VA loans. And I was actually this morning getting my computer screen up with all the VA information because there's so much information out there. And I was mentioning that there's a VA funding fee on a VA loan. If you're getting 100% financing, those VA funding fees that the VA charges, those funding fees go down. If you put 5% or 10% down, you'll get lower VA funding fees. You don't have to pay 2.15% to get a VA loan for the first time. If you're going to have a little bit of a down payment, then that funding fee is reduced. The nice thing about VA is there's no mortgage insurance monthly on the payment. If you got an FHA loan with minimum down or a conventional loan with a minimum down payments, and minimum out of pocket on FHA is 3.5% for VA for all your FHA loans, your minimum down. And then on your conventional loan, your minimum down for a first-time home buyer is 3% down for your Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac conventional I call it institutional. Your institutional mortgage lenders, typically those conventional loans go to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac in the end. And so the minimum down for a first-time home buyer is 3%. Those come with higher mortgage insurance. And VA doesn't have it. They don't have the monthly mortgage insurance. That's what makes it so fantastic. And also with no lender fees up front on your closing statement, then the VA loan is a great deal for you. So keep it going. Our VA friend said that their credit score is on the rise. They had some credit issues. It's getting better. And I've talked about this before. If someone says they have a 700 score, that is a snapshot in time. And we don't know if that 700 is on its way to 550 or if that 700 is on its way to 850. And it sounds like our friend is on their way to 850 credit score. So great job and get prepared and give us a call on Monday. Okay, our other friend, Bobby the truck driver, texting into me, Kevin the Buick driver. Bobby the truck driver, longtime listener. Bobby's been texting me for probably 15 to 20 years during these radio shows. And it was just saying that, you know, with all this inflation right now, if any of you looked at gold, I don't know if any of you pay attention to that, but your gold price hit an all-time high on Friday. And I don't think the gold would be hitting those prices if there wasn't still an expectation for inflation. So when the inflation expectations drop, you might not see that gold price going up so fast. But anyway, that's why I think rates are still going to continue to rise. And they have come up about 0.5% in the last 2 months. So everyone said rates are going to go down. Rates have risen nearly 0.5%. And we have seen applications increase. I think a lot of you have realized these rates aren't going down anytime soon. We're in this certain pocket of rates going to be bouncing around between 6.5% and 8.5% for the time being until this drastic thing happens. What is this drastic thing? Well, there's always a drastic thing that happens, right? Something drastic happens. COVID happens. The great financial crisis happens. The dot-com bust happens. These things happen. And we're going to be in this little pocket here for a little bit until there's going to be an election that could be drastic too. We'll have to see how that affects things. Next question. By the way, get your question in. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Here it is. It's first mortgage of around 200,000. Let's just say 200,000. So a lot of you are driving around out there and you're thinking, oh, I have a $200,000 mortgage balance. So many of you have that. Their rate's at 4.5. So really good rate. Credit scores of mid scores of 708. I'm going to say mid score. There's three scores. Some of you don't know that. There's typically three scores that the mortgage companies get. We're going to use the middle score. So your middle score, this person has around 708. They're looking at a cash out refinance over in Glen Heights. The value is $340,000. Okay. So a couple options here. You have the option for looking at a cash out refinance or a home equity line of credit, second lien. Okay, you have a first loan of 4.5. If you got a cash out refinance, we will be refinancing the entire loan. You will be leaving that 4.5. You're probably going to find rates. You would probably find rates closer to near 8% on a cash out refinance. Near 8%. You might be getting 7.75. You might be finding 8.5. I don't know where you're going to land on that, depending on how you put your loan together. I'm just saying if you got a cash out refinance, you'd be leaving that 4.5 and increasing the rate. There might be an idea of leaving you at 4.5 and getting some money out on a second loan. So you'll have two loans on this house. You'd have a 4.5% loan, and then you'd have a second lien home equity loan. What are the options there? Your home is worth $340,000. In Texas, when you close on this second loan, when we add up your first loan and your second loan, they must stay under 80% of the value of the house combined. So when we combine those loans, they must stay under 80% of the value of the house. So if you have a home worth $340,000, you're probably looking at $272,000. $272,000 is going to be around 80% of $340,000. So if you have a $201,000 balance on your home, you have about $71,000 potential. If your home comes in around $340,000 and you owe $201,000, you have around $70,000 potential to get cash out of your house. And I know a lot of us have credit cards out there, and credit usage is going up and credit card rates are going up. And so if you can reduce those payments on those credit cards, that can help a lot. Okay, so $70,000, if you got a second loan there, you're probably looking at rates in your mind, think somewhere between 10 and 12%. You think that's a lot of interest. But if you're paying 30% on credit cards, you're reducing the interest payments. But you get to leave that 4.5% first loan all by itself. And so that's going to be better for you, I think. We can run the numbers. We'll take a look and see if we refinance the whole thing, or if you got that second lien and that second loan can typically come in a line of credit, or it can come in a fixed loan lump sum. We can give you $70,000 in a lump sum, and it's a fixed rate, and you can get a fixed rate second lien. There's options for you. The line of credit, a lot of those are adjustable rates, and they're set up differently than if you got that second lien fixed. We have the options. You can call TexasLending.com. We'll go through the cash out refinance. We'll go through the second lien fixed. We'll go through the HELOC and see which is best for you with experienced loan officers, because in Texas, not all lenders nationwide do cash out loans in Texas. Cash out loans in Texas on a first loan are hard enough all by themselves. And companies outside of Texas don't know all the Texas laws because they're different than the rest of the country. So in all the other 49 states, they can do cash outs in one similar fashion. When they come to Texas, they're different. And so they have to teach all of their staff how to do a Texas cash out. Throw in a HELOC in Texas or a second lien home equity loan and their brains explode. So they don't do cash outs in Texas. We are TexasLending.com. We know how to do Texas cash out refinancing, home equity loans, home equity lines of credit. Give us a call today. We'll help you out. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. I got to take a break. I see your questions coming in. I see your comments on gold. We appreciate it. And this is not a show about gold. This is a show about making your home of gold, right? Like Minnie the Moocher, we want to give you that home, that the best gold home made of gold and steel. Make sure you get us a call today. I'm aging myself, I know. But you know what? Some of you, 90% of you don't know who Minnie the Moocher is, but that's okay because you can look it up during the break. When we come back, we'll talk more about your home loan here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Every Saturday here on The Fan, always want to talk about how to save you money on your home loan. Yes, we are TexasLending.com, and when you run into our people, they're going to be sitting over in the corner at the party just running numbers through their head. The Johnsons have to close on the third. The Smiths have to close on the seventh. In the back of their mind, they have 25, 50 loans going on, and they're thinking about which loan is where and how long it's going to take. And, man, this is an all-consuming business, the mortgage business. And our people are great, and they love it, and they want to help you. So make sure you get in touch with us today at TexasLending.com and text me your questions, 214-354-5989. This is a show of mortgage philosophies to get you going in the right path. There's no application here on the show. It's a stress-free show. It's just sharing with you ideas that are available to you in financing on a home loan. Here's one here. How soon can a person get an FHA or a conventional loan after a Chapter 7 bankruptcy? Great question. And so a lot of us, you know, growing up, a lot of you are, you know, or you listen to The Fan because you're great sports fans, but you don't know much about bankruptcies and you don't need to. That's why we're here. But I didn't know anything about a bankruptcy until, you know, I got into mortgages and people had to start filing bankruptcies. As a matter of fact, when I got in, I didn't know you could get a home while you were in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. What's a Chapter 13 bankruptcy? That's when you restructure your debt to the court. I can't pay my bills. You get in touch with the court, say, I can't pay my bills. I have some money, but I they're overwhelming me. And then you work through an attorney and a bankruptcy trustee, and they restructure your debt such that you can pay it back over time. Now, you'd have to talk to a bankruptcy attorney to see if that's a scenario for you, but that's a Chapter 13. When you restructure your debt, businesses restructure their debt under Chapter 11. They restructure their debt and they pay it back over time. But what if you can't pay back and you just have to file, I have to eliminate my, I lost my job, I have a financial situation, the debts are overwhelming, can't do it, got to file Chapter 7. So a Chapter 7 is elimination of your debts. And on a Chapter 7, there are two different requirements depending on whether there are different requirements depending on you're getting depending on whether you're going to get an FHA loan or a conventional loan or a VA loan for that matter. On a conventional loan, you're going to wait 4 years. 4 years after dismissal or discharge. There are two different things. There's a discharge, that means you've completed the Chapter 7, right? There's dismissals in bankruptcies where it didn't go through. You filed it. You need to wait 4 years after it's dismissed. There's discharge, which means a completion, and dismissal is something else. Like if you went into a Chapter 13 to pay your debt back and all of a sudden you couldn't do it and they got to cancel the Chapter 13, it would go into a dismissal situation. But if you finished it, you can get a discharge paper. On a Chapter 7, it is 2 years on convention, 2 years on FHA. 2 years. It's only 2 years on FHA. If you went through a Chapter 7 just 2 years ago, you may qualify to get a new home under the same rules as everybody else. So this is important. Some of you think you're damaged goods. If your Chapter 7 was discharged over 2 years ago, you're going to qualify for an FHA loan rate just like anybody else. It will be rate It'll be credit score dependent. So if your scores have rebounded to 700, because some of you have reestablished some credit, and your scores are at 700, now if your scores are at 620 or 700 or 800, this will impact your interest rate. So you're going to be able to qualify for that FHA loan just like anybody else. But here's the difference. If you did have a Chapter 7 bankruptcy and it's discharged or dismissed, you need to hold on to those bankruptcy papers. We need to see the bankruptcy discharge. We need to see what was in the Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Some of you put a foreclosed home in the Chapter 7 bankruptcy. That foreclosed home in that Chapter 7 bankruptcy can impact, if some of you didn't put the home in the bankruptcy, you understand, and some of you foreclosed. So some people will file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, but they didn't have their home in it. See, a foreclosure is different than a bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is getting rid of your debts. If you threw the home in the bankruptcy, then you should be good the 4 years after bankruptcy. But if you didn't put the home in the bankruptcy and you foreclosed, it's 7 years after foreclosure. 7 years after foreclosure on a conventional loan. So I'm going to sum this up. If you had a Chapter 7 bankruptcy on a conventional loan, it's 4 years after the bankruptcy. If it's a foreclosure, it's 7 years. On an FHA loan, we're going to have a 2-year waiting period after Chapter 7. We're going to have a 3-year waiting period after foreclosure. So it's less time on the FHA loan. Let's get your paperwork in there and look at it. If some of you have this Chapter 13 bankruptcy out there, you don't know it, but you may qualify to buy a home right now while you're in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, paying it back through the courts. You may qualify for an FHA loan. You might, as long as we have your documentation and you're paying it back through the court, you've been paying it for over a year, you may qualify for a home loan right now. These are ideas. These are options. These are people that have started to repay their debts and have it paid on time, and they've restructured their payments and they have restructured their finances such that they can afford a home again. That's what this show is about. It's about information for you that, now listen, this has taken me 27 years of hard knocks, of having just crazy things, getting hit in the head with a hammer during someone's loan application when we find out certain things. There's a lot of information locked up in there in that brain of mine. And so we have to go search for it when you get these questions in, but we find it eventually. And I want to answer your question too at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Make sure you get in touch with me now and I will answer your question here on the show. Okay, so a lot of you don't know where to start. Again, if you want to get that cash out of your home, send me the following information. What's your current rate on your home? What's your current credit score, as well as your current balance on your home and the expected value of your home. Expected value, current balance, as well as your current rate and your current credit score. I'll give you an idea about how much cash you can get out of your home, how you want to set that up, and what kind of rates you might be looking at. We're going to give you general ranges because, you know, when you get quoted an interest rate on your home loan, there's also an APR associated with that. And those APRs are typically higher than your current rate or than your rate. So if you got quoted a 7% rate on a home loan, you're probably going to be paying an APR somewhere around 7.2 to 7.5. Why do we have a higher APR than a rate? Because there's closing cost on home loans. And closing cost will impact your APR. And so I want to be able to share with you ideas and ranges and philosophy so you can prepare to get yourself a home loan when it comes time. And so this is a show of information that wants to give you a good comfortable range and an idea of where you're going to find yourself right now, because obviously the business will change over time and daily. So get me your questions now. We're going to take a break. 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989, and I will be happy to answer your questions when we come back on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show and 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here sharing with you information. Hey, a lot of you have been listening here and sending in your questions about the bankruptcies and things. You know, we are talking about how long after a Chapter 7 dismissal or discharge. On a conventional loan, we are saying it's 4 years on a Chapter 7. A Chapter 11 is also 4 years. Now, I do want to say there are extenuating circumstances can be as little as 2 years. What would be an extenuating circumstance that would have you only waiting 2 years instead of 4 years? It'll be dependent on you're going to have the credit score to still qualify for a conventional loan. You're still going to need the credit score. So figure at least 620 credit score. But an underwriter would have to review it. That would be a human. A real human would have to look at your paperwork. Anyway, rather than these computers. But the thing is, extenuating. Maybe you got hit by the truck. And in Texas, you have about a 90% chance that it's a truck. Anyway, if you got hit by the truck and you you were in the hospital and you couldn't, there was no way for you to work, make money, get paid, pay your bills, then you might have an extenuating circumstance. That's the kind of thing that would come up where we'd say, okay, we get it. We understand. And you might be able to, but there's always the FHA, which is a 2-year waiting period after Chapter 7 in that scenario. So this person says they had dismissal. Dismissal is considered also the same amount of waiting period. So get in touch with me if you want to. Get in touch with TexasHoney.com. We'll take a look at it. Okay, one person wants to know, can you get a lower APR? Can you get the APR closer to the actual mortgage rate? So when you have closing costs, I do have to say this. A lot of loan officers have a hard time explaining why APR is higher. I don't have any problem explaining it to you. Let's say you had a $400,000 loan and your rate was 7%. Now, when you get paperwork from your mortgage company, all of a sudden it says your APR is 7.24. Well, why is it 7.24? There are some closing costs, not all of them. Some of your closing costs may be included in a calculation for APR. And so what the government says is they say these closing costs, these ones that we're going to include in the APR, they don't include all of them. They don't include all the closing costs in the APR calculation. They only include some of them. So some mortgage companies can play games by throwing certain fees into the APR cost and leaving other ones out. But what they do is they say, let's say there's $4,000 in closing costs that are included in the APR. This is real simple. They say, if those $4,000 of cost were otherwise, instead of you paying $4,000 at closing, if you rolled them into interest over the 30-year term of your loan, that $4,000 would equate to 0.24% interest. That's why your APR is 7.24 instead of your rate of 7. They said, if those $4,000 of closing cost were all interest that was paid over 30 years, then it would have equated to a 7.24. So they're saying that if you just rolled those closing costs into your interest rate and didn't have any closing cost, then your APR, then your rate would be 7.24. That's why the difference. There's a rate you're paying on your mortgage. That would be 7. If your closing costs were otherwise included as interest instead of cost up front, you'd be paying 7.24. So how do you get your APR closer to your closing cost? You try to do a zero closing cost loan. If you had a zero closing cost on your loan, if there are zero closing costs, that means none of them are included in your APR, your rate would be your APR. So you have a 7% fixed rate with no closing costs, then your APR is 7%. But if you had some closing costs that were financed or were paid up front at closing, your APR is going to be higher. Hopefully that makes it a little bit simpler for some of you. Maybe that made you all your head hurt. And that's why they have mimosas down here in downtown Dallas. You can go get one right now with your scrambled eggs. This is the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Kevin Miller. Make sure you go to TexasHoney.com during the week. We will be happy to answer your questions for you, get you going on your home loan. Okay, so another question had come in regarding the extenuating circumstances. We talked about that a minute ago. I do want to say this, and we should do this every 2 months at least in the show. There are websites you can go to get your credit score. You can go get a credit report for free. There is an act of Congress that was passed many years ago, and the act of Congress means you all can get a free credit report once per year. Every year, annually, you can get a free credit report. That makes it simple. You can go to a website, and this is just information. This has nothing to do with our company, but you don't know this. You can go to a website called annualcreditreport.com, A-N-N-U-A-L, annualcreditreport.com. You can go there and get a free credit report. It is government mandated that you all can get a free credit report. If you want your credit scores on that website, they're going to have, they being the credit companies. So if you're going to go to one of those websites, that website, annualcreditreport.com, if you want to get your credit scores, you're going to need to pay those credit companies, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. You're going to have to pay them to get your credit score, but you don't need a credit score if you just want to see what's on your credit. It's a free credit report. Go there right now. There's all kinds of different places to go to. There's another one called optoutprescreen.com. Opt, as in options, O-P-T, opt out. Opt out pre-screen. If you don't want all that stuff in the mail, if you don't want people saying you're pre-qualified for all these credit cards, you're pre-qualified for insurance, you're pre-qualified. If you don't, you can go to opt out pre-screen and opt yourself out of getting that stuff in your mail. These are options for you. You can go to do these things. Annualcreditreport.com is for your credit report. Optoutprescreen.com. Again, everyone should have that information. And so make sure that you look into it today. We're running out of time here. I have to get going. Make sure you go to TexasLending.com during the week. It's raining today. We all got free water. For those of us that have yards, we understand what that means. And so stay out of harm's way and make sure you drive safely. I'm Kevin Miller. We'll see you all next week when we come back here. When you're listening to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.